This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witz and it's Morning Devotions. Do you remember the movie Dead Man Walking from a number of years ago? Remarkable story, the story of convicted killer on death row and his relationship with a Catholic nun. Her name was Helen Prejean, and she was the spiritual director of this man, and he was facing death row. And, you know, there's a scene towards the end of the movie. This was actually the final evening before the execution. He learned that all his appeals for clemency had been denied. And so here we have this condemned man and his spiritual director talking very honestly about these horrible, the horrible crime that he actually committed. And they talked of the impact on the family of the victim and the readiness of this man to face death. As you can imagine, it was a very serious conversation. In the midst of that conversation, the nun speaks word of faith and promise. And she says to him, "You are a son of God." Now, there's a long pause here and a moment actually of shocked silence. And the man who is facing death says to her, "No one's ever said that to me before. Plenty of times I've been called a son of something else, but never a son of God." It was quite a remarkable scene in this movie, in the midst of tragedy and the impending execution for, as I said, a horrible crime. And yet I think there's something here worth thinking about. How tragic it is when people spend their whole lives without hearing, let alone even beginning to grasp a truth. And that is the truth, that she was correct. Each one of us is a child of God. So is it any wonder that many find themselves living in a sea of unhealthy relationships when they don't understand that they are actually a child of God? Do we understand that God actually loves us unconditionally? He's wanting to share our lives. And I think if we really understood that and believed it, it would make a big difference in the way we relate to other people. And in that movie, Dead Man Walking, we catch a glimpse of a wonderful nun who reached out in deep compassion to a man that many hated and despised and actually were looking forward to the day that he would die. And then Sister Helen Prejean says, energy comes to us because we get involved in something bigger than ourselves. And our hearts have been moved by people suffering. And she says, we can't remain neutral. As you think about that, people would say, well, he's getting what he deserves. He committed a horrible, terrible crime. And yet it took Sister Prejean here to show a great step of compassion and to actually reach out to him in the final hours before he was executed. Would you have done that? And would I have actually had the courage to reach out to a convicted man on death row like that? When we read the gospel stories in the New Testament and the Bible, we read again and again how Jesus actually got himself embroiled in conflict during his earthly ministry. There was so much of this that people were there trying to limit the promises of God. Why? They had their rigid requirements. Many of them were religious rules. And the leaders, the religious leaders of that day, actually rejected Jesus for what he stood for and in fact, tried to, and in fact, yes, succeeded in getting him killed. They didn't want him communicating compassion and love to people of that day because the love of Jesus knew no limits. He reached out to anyone who needed help, and he did exactly what he could. So what he was doing was showing compassion. And I wonder if we actually are able to do that. Paul in Romans 12:9 says, "Be sincere in your love for others. Hate everything that's evil and hold tight to everything that's good. Love each other as brothers and sisters and honour others more than you do yourselves." Well, I think our problem is that we would rather judge people. Gandhi, remember, said, "I like your Christ, but I don't like your Christians because they are so unlike your Christ." So we, many in the church, have criticised and condemned others who don't care for others, and yet we often have let people down. Well, dear Lord, we do acknowledge today it's easier to say no than yes and to actually create problems than to solve them, to stay the same rather than change for the better. It's easier, Lord, to give up on people. Help us, Lord, to do what we should for those that need it, and I pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.